I greet you, brethren, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am really grateful to be with you this morning. I feel at home. The songs you sing are my songs. The language you speak is my language. What drives you is what drives me, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to speak to you this morning from a pastoral heart. I want to talk to you as a father will speak to his children. So I'm not going to be theological like the Christ Seminary guys. They are very theological. I'm going to be really practical with you. So please turn in your Bibles to the Gospel according to John chapter 15. The Gospel according to John chapter
15.
The title of my message, A Most Productive Life.
Impilo eneyithelo kakhulu.
A Most Productive Life.
Impilo ethela iyithelo
kakhulu. I'm saying I'm going to speak to you from a pastoral heart because some of the reasons we stand behind the pulpit to preach is to declare to the lost the goodness and the greatness of the kingdom of God. That there is salvation in Jesus Christ. There is life through Him. If you will just believe and turn from your wicked ways, if you will believe and turn away from sin, then you will find life in Christ Jesus. You will be saved. But we also stand behind this pulpit to teach and remind the believers the goodness of the Lord itself. We teach the Bible verse by verse, chapter by chapter, book by book.
Simala sifundisa iBhayibheli ku verse nelinye chapter nenye ukuqacisa iBhayibheli.
To give instruction and declare from Scripture how the new life in Christ Jesus should be. In other words, what we ask, now that you are in Christ, what then? The song we just sang, I would advise you to read that song without singing it. Just read and meditate on it. Beautiful song. Now that we are in Christ, what then? Which is why I turn your attention to John chapter 15. And we read together from verse
1
to
5. Mina ngingumvini owona wona. Ubaba ungumlimi. Yilelo nalelo gatsha elikimi elingapheli izithelo uyalisusa. Yilelo nalelo elithela izithelo uyalihlunga ukuba lithele kahle. Nina senihlanzekile ngezwi engilikhulume kinina. Hlalani kimi, nami kini. Njengalokhu igatsha lingethele izithelo ngokwalo. Kuphela uma nihlala emvinini. Kunjalo nani, kuphela uma nihlala kimi. Mina ngingumvini, nina ngamagatsha. Ohlala kimi, nami kuye. Lowo uthela izithelo eziningi. Ngokuba ngaphandle kwami, ningenze lutho.
May the good Lord add a blessing to the reading of His word. Let's pray. Precious and wonderful God, what a joy, grace that we experience in your presence, our God. Father, that you are willing to speak to us through this vessel. A vessel that, O Lord, is not perfect. But you choose, O God, to instruct and teach your people this morning. That we may be attached to you like a branch attached to a tree, that you may bear much fruit. We pray, our God, that you may remind us these things that we already know through your Son. Speak, O Lord, that the world may know your truth, that your church may be filled with your presence and glory. In the name of your Son, we ask. We all say amen.
Amen.
A few years ago, I had to confront the issue of personal holiness and fruitfulness through Christ Jesus in the church. I was deeply troubled by the lives of many people who professed to be Christian in the church. People who will go on and on sinning without repentance and without remorse.
Bengikhathazwa abantu abaningi abathi bangamaKristo kepha baphila impilo yokuhlala esonweni.
People who will have sexual relationship outside marriage, people who will display hatred towards one another.
Abantu abalalanayo bangashadanga, abantu abazondanayo.
Churches which have turned into a den of gossipers.
Abantu,
people who will live worse than unbelievers.
Abantu abahlalela ukuhleba abaphila njengabantu abangakholwa.
And when I confronted the situation, when I confronted this issue, I was told that the people are saved, but they are just carnal Christians. We heard this word earlier. They are just carnal Christians.
Ngatshela ukuthi abantu basindisiwe bangabazalwana abantu benyama.
They are the flock of Jesus Christ, even though they live filthy. They are the flock of the Lord Jesus Christ, even though they live worse than the demons. In their lies, in their hypocrisy, in their scandals.
Umhlambi kaKristu noma nje baphila njengamadimoni ba umhlambi kaKristu emangeni wabo.
This was very stressful and troubling in my heart.
Bekungihlula lokho kwakhathaza inhliziyo yami.
Since I had been saved, sinking in my sin, and now I am actually being motivated to carry on and sink in my sin, but under the name carnal Christian.
Ngoba ngangisindisiwe ngijulile ezonweni zami. Namanje sengumzalwane ngiyaguguzela ukuthi ngiqhubeke ekujuleni kwezono zami.
Ngoba before ngisindiswa ngangingumuntu osijulile ezonweni. Kodwa nasengizenkonzweni. Nangendlela kukhunywa ngakhona is like ungaqhubeka ngezono zakho nethi njengoba wena sowuphakamise isandla. Wathi inkosi ingena enhlizweni yami. But there's nothing that's supposed to change.
Ayikho into emele iguquke.
That was very troubling in my heart.
Ilandela beyihlukumeza impilo yami.
Because we were motivated to live lives of no accountability and no agency for a complete change.
Kukhunzela ukuphila impilo ngaphandle kokuthi ubuzisiswe ngayo.
No confrontation of sin, no demand of the fear of the Lord.
Akekho umuntu ozaya khulume ngendaba yezono zakho.
No desire to strive for maturity, no emphasis for living in the light of the gospel, for living in the newness of life.
Ungakhuthazi ukuthi uphile empilweni entsha ekuKristu.
I will hear sermons where preachers will actually purposely downplay our responsibility to put on Christ.
Ngizwa ama sermon mabashumayela ayenza ukuthi umlayezo kaKristu ngathi uyacindezela.
People will not be confronted on the importance of hell and judgment.
Abantu abatshelwa ngesihoko nangokwahlulela.
Preachers not concerned about souls but concerned about numbers.
Abantu abanandaba nemphefumulo banendaba nenani ukuthi abantu bangakanani.
This is like 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 will just be a song.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 seyahlatshelelwa.
Which says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
Uma umuntu ekuKristu isidalwa sisho kwaqala kuyadlula phela kuvela okusho.
Verses like Galatians 3 verse 27 are foreign and they have no meaning in the church anymore.
Abagama afana nakuGalatia awasana mlayezo esontweni.
3 verse 27 which says, for as many as you are baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. Verses like Romans chapter 13, verse 13 to 14, have no impact anymore. Which says, let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, or in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealous, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires.
Asihambe ngokufanele njengasemini, kungabi ngokuminza nokudakwa kungabi ngobufebe namanyala kungabi ngokuxabana nomhawu kodwa embathani inkosi uJesu Kristu ninganakekeli inyama kuvuswe izinkanuko.
I'm going to ask my friends, since now we are Christians, I assume, what comes in your mind when portions of scripture like 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 that says, cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lamb as you really are unleavened. For Christ our Passover lamb has been sacrificed. What comes in your mind when you hear things like, Christ your Passover lamb has been sacrificed?
Ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi yini efika engqondweni yakho uma uzoma verse athi khiphani imvubelo endala ukuze nibe yinhlama entsha njengalokho ningabangenamvubelo ngokuba nelethu iphasika lihlatshiwe elinguKristu.
Hallelujah. Doesn't this tell us that something has happened to change the course of our lives forever and completely? Doesn't this tell us that we have a responsibility now? There is an expectation for us from the Lord Jesus Christ to get rid of the old living. We have a responsibility, brothers and sisters, to put away sin. We are no longer to save sin. We need to look deep within our own hearts and wrestle with the remaining sin that is in our hearts. Not to create terms and theological arguments just to carve our own shame. We need to live lives of, which is a simple way, life of serenity, life of purity. We need to live lives of serenity and truth that we find in the Lord Jesus Christ. Life that corresponds with what we say. We are saying we are the children of God. In other words, we need to take a firm grip on the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to hold fast to the confession of our faith. We need to let our light shine so that others may see our good works and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning I want to give you a simple and straightforward message. I want to remind you on what is expected on us as the children of God. Something that should be the effects of our salvation. Something that should identify us as Christians. Something that makes sure that we are different from the people out there. There are two expectations from the Lord Jesus Christ to his disciples in these verses that we have just read today. Two responsibilities, two demands for a most productive life. Two expectations as a proof that we remain in Christ, as a proof that we are of Christ Jesus.
We're
going to read again verse 4 and 5. That's where we are. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branches cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Bear much fruit. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
Salangimi, namigimi, jengalokho igatsha lingathela izithelo ngokwalo. Kuphela uma lihlala emvinini. Kunjalo nani. Kuphela uma lihlala kimi. Mina ngingumvini, nina ningamagatsha. Uhlala kimi, nami kuye. Lowo uthela izithelo eziningi. Ngokuba ngaphandle kwami, ningenze lutho.
This is the night of Jesus' betrayal, the eve of his crucifixion. He has just washed the disciples' feet and he has just given bad news to them as well, that one of them is going to betray him, one of them is going to actually deny him.
Ubusuku lobu Jesu athengiswa ngabo esegeze inyawo zabafundi bakhe la asho khona ukuthi omunye uzongithengisa omunye uzomphika.
And the rest sitting out there, they are worried, they are in despair, not knowing what will happen to them, not knowing whether they are also going to be killed with the Lord Jesus Christ. So they're sitting there worried.
Abanye bahleli lapha bakhathazekile.
Then Jesus Christ opened his mouth in John chapter 14 and he says to them, let your heart not be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have not told you that I go prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also.
Uma bengayanga prepare indawo bengiso
if bengayi kulungisela indawo bengeke nganitshela na ukuthi angiyi kulungisela indawo na. May the good Lord bless you.
Amen.
These were the most comforting words coming from the Lord Jesus Christ.
A man went to do something like Christ
speaking to his disciples in despair and worry. It gives them this heart elevating words. He's telling them that they will not die with him in that eve, but he will come again and he will find them alive. Then one good day again he shall come and take them to himself, that where he will be they may be also. And now here in chapter 15 he reflects again to them of who he is, and he's telling them on the I am that he's been talking in the gospel according to John. Like Ashilo, I am the bread of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am a good shepherd. I am the door of the sheep. So now he tells them again, the last I am. He says, I am a true vine. I am the true source of life. And my Father is a vine dresser. He is the one who takes care of this vine. He is the one that supports the vine. He is the one who waters the vine. The one who is responsible for this vine. He is responsible to prune living branches in the vine. Is also responsible to cut off the dead and the dry branches from me.
Uye osawulayo, uye onqamula amagatsha angatheli kimi.
But then when they listen to that,
mabalalela.
When they are listening to this,
mabalalela lokhu.
He says to them,
uthi,
number 3, verse 3.
Uthi kuverse 3.
You are clean.
Nihlanzekile.
From the ways that I've been speaking.
Ngala magama engiwakhulumekile.
So you will do best.
Nizowenza ngcono.
If
uma
you will abide in me.
Manhlala kimi.
You will do great.
Nizowenza cool.
If
uma
you will bear much fruit.
Mantali telebi.
So in verse 4 it says, abide in me.
Uthi hlalani kimi.
So Jesus is bringing now an expectation to his disciples that they must be attached to him.
Ulindele ukuthi bahlale.
They must be attached to him in a way that his own life will flow out of him like a life flowing from a tree to a branch.
Ulindele ukuthi impilo yakhe ibonakale kubo.
He speaks now to people who are set apart from the world. That is why he says you are clean. He's speaking to people who are now set apart from the world. These are people who were initially unworthy of the kingdom of God. People who were initially unworthy of the blessings of God. People who were initially deserving hell, the garbage of sin. People who were initially filthy, stained by sin.
He's
speaking to people like Peter, who will mess up very soon. But he says you are clean. He says you are not like Judas Iscariot, who will betray the Lord and kill himself. No, you are clean. So I want you to abide in me. I want you to have a close walk with me. I want you to have a daily life with me. But though you are clean, that's what he's trying to say from verse 4. From 3 now, he says, though you are clean, you need to have a daily supply from me. Actually, it is because you are clean that now you are attached from me. Now there must be a difference in you than the people who are not attached to me. I have brought you to myself. I have called you from the world. For this very reason, verse 6, that you may bear much fruit. I have called you that you may be attached to me, that you and me may be one. And that will be the first thing that I expect from you. First thing I expect from you, abide in me. He calls them to a continuous life, a continuous daily and personal relationship with Him. This is a call to make sure that they maintain their relationship with Jesus Christ by remaining in Jesus. This is a call to live life in such a way that the Lord continue to abide in you. While many people seem to like what is happening now, they like their role models in this world, living like they are superstars and divas in this world, while many people desire the lives of TV personnel and personalities, those that they impersonate each and every day, while wildness and wickedness entice many people in this world. I want you to be different. I want you to abide in me. I want you not to conform to the standard of this world. I want you to present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. I want you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I want you to be a true public demonstration of what Christianity is. I want you to be Christ-centered. I want you to be focused in one point in life. I want you to have the cross before you. That is what Christ is saying. He demands a daily walk with Him, a life characterized by truth, prayer, and obedience. Because that was the life of Christ. A life of prayer, dependence in God, trusting in the Lord, and obedience.
Funda uverse 10. Verse
10,
John chapter 15, verse 10. Uma nigcina imiyalo yami, niyakuhlala othandweni lami. Njengalokho mina, ngigcinile imiyalo kaBaba, ngihlala othandweni.
So what I want from you is to look at my life and then realize how I live my life as God requires me to. Then you look at that and you start now to at work to live that out. He says, abide in me, for apart from me you can do nothing. Could that really, brothers and sisters, should challenge us that apart from Jesus we can do nothing. In other ways, I can go on and do other things in this life, but nothing of spiritual value will come out. Nothing that pleases God will come out if I do things outside the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you are in Christ and abiding in Him, you will do things that other people don't do. You will do things that pleases God. Not everybody pleases God, but if you abide in Christ, you will please God. If you will just get your spiritual life like a branch growing from a tree. You will be drawing life from Him. You will be walking like Him. Not in the counsel of the wicked. Not staying in the ways of sinners. Not sit in the seat with scoffers. Not delight in the ways that they do in this life. But your delight will be in the law of God. And in His law you will meditate day and night. You will be like a tree planted by streams of waters that yields its fruit in season. And its leaf does not wither. And in all that you do, then you will prosper. Because now, you are like a tree planted by the streams of water. And I am that tree. Abide in me. So friends, if you love the Lord, if you are of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will love to live your daily life. You will love to walk your daily walk. You will love to live beside Christ each and every day of your life. You will abide in His word. You will abide in Him. And the very way that you abide in is the way that cleanses us. Verse number 3. The way that cleanses us.
Ilezwi elisanzayo.
That's a very great motivation, my friends.
He
says the way it cleanses you.
Ilezwi.
So Jesus is saying you are different.
Uthi Christo uhlukile.
You look like somebody, but you are different. There's somebody in your own house that uses the same dishes, that uses the same pots like you, but you are different. And if Jesus says you are different, it means you are what? If Jesus says you are clean, it means you are what? And if Jesus says, go, your sins are forgiven, it means what you must do. Far depart. Your sins are forgiven. So now he's saying, I am telling you, the one who does not lie, he says, you are clean. This is the same thing that Psalm 119 verse 9 put an emphasis on. The psalmist says, how can a young man make his way pure? He says, by guarding it according to your word. So the word of God should be what direct us and guide us in this life, in every step of the way. The word of God. Sitting under the ministry of the word. Studying the word. Meditating on the word. You abide in Christ. Peter says, you know what, Christ? You know what keeps me here by with you?
We are Christ on earning.
I can see some people have just gone from you. 70 and 8 and 90 disciples have just left you. You know why I stick with you? John
6,
verse
68.
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. That is why I stick with you. Because you alone have the words. People just have the
words.
You have given me this eternal life. I am in Christ now. But I'm going to stick. I'll abide with you. For you have the words of eternal life. The same thing that Jesus says to his disciples in John chapter 8, verse 31. The Bible says, so Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my way, you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So his way, it is what transforms our lives. That is what Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse
23.
Since we have been born again, not of perishable seed, but imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God.
Kodwa ngengapheliyo ngezwi eliphilileyo nelimiyo likaNkulunkulu.
So his word is a means of our spiritual growth and development. We need his word to grow.
Sidinga izwi lakho ukuze sikhule.
Is it not the same thing that he says in John 17:17?
Akusuka lokho akushoyo kuJohn 17:17.
Sanctify them in the word. Your word is
true.
But not only the word. This is not only the word that binds us to Christ. This is not only the word that helps us to abide in Him. But that's where we start. Secondly, a prayer and a devoted life to Christ. They saw through his prayer life the bond that he had with the Father. They realized that he will even leave sick people and hungry people but go privately to have a special time with his Father, to spend time in prayer. And then one day, when he finished praying, they came to him and asked, Lord, teach us to pray. You've been teaching us everything else but prayer. Teach us to pray. Teach us to commune with the Father. We want to have this kind of a relationship with God. Teach us to abide in Him. We have seen John praying. We have observed John teaching his own disciples. Now teach us to pray. Will you teach us to be attached to God?
sihlale kuNkulunkulu.
Will you teach us to live a daily life connected to heaven? Life connected to the throne of grace.
Impilo ehleli kule sihlalo somusa.
Exhumane naso.
Exhumane naso.
And the only way our lives can be connected to the throne of grace.
Indlela ukuthi impilo ixhumane.
Prayer.
Nesihlalo somusa ukukhuleka.
There is a shortage of prayerful people in the church, brothers and sisters. Not, I'm not talking about people who will pray because of some false theology that they hold and that they follow, some fantasies. People who only pray and shout aloud just because they believe that they have some power to bind and loose the devil. People who will think that their prayer actually changes things and creates new opportunities. That's why other people pray. They are not worried about being connected to Christ. They just want to change the circumstances because they believe that their prayer has power. They will leave the most important thing, being attached to the vine. Then we have a church. We have a dying church. We want people who will pray because God is the only hope and the only answer. People who will pray to praise and worship our God in spirit and in truth. People who delight to be in the presence of God. People who are not reminded, have you prayed? People who go, leave me alone. I want to go to pray. I want to enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. People who will bring their requests and supplication to the Lord in holy reverence. Not standing in the church and shouting to God as though they were shouting to a small kid. The point I'm trying to bring across to you, friends, not only his word binds us, prayer as well. The question is, are you hungry for God? Have you prayed? Have you read his word? Does the Spirit of God moves you to prayer at any given time? Or you've got the calendar that says 8 o'clock I pray because you're saying grace to your food. Are we hungry for the Lord? Are we going to be a different church in this township? Are we going to be a church that is separate from the world? But the second point that I want us to consider from this text is that the life of Christ, the life of this true vine, it helps us to produce fruits. So I'm saying, if you have this life, you will produce fruits. I'm saying, if you have this life in you, he expects you to be fruitful. He expects some fruitfulness from you. So if you claim that the death of the Lord Jesus Christ has impacted your life, you have then the responsibility to produce much fruits. Verse 5. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruits. So we have said before, abiding in Christ is a result of a new life. It comes out of a life that is cleansed. A life that is cleansed by the word of God. A life that is cleansed by the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God and the word works together in your life. His word is spirit and life in you. So now we are considering the practical demonstration of one's life in Christ. The effects, the outcome, the public display, the results of the cross in your life, the impact of the death of Christ. Yesterday you were told about the death of Christ, I assume, but there are impacts. But there should be something that comes out for everybody to see. Yeah.
It says, abide in me and bear much fruit. But the text does not mean that you need to just produce fruit to earn your salvation.
Akusho ukuthi le iphelo ukuthi usindise.
Ngibuyele emazwini amfundisi.
This is for Christians.
Lobo okwabazalwane.
Christians abide in Christ and bear much fruit. Not that we are teaching people to bear fruit that they may abide in Christ, that they may be of Christ. No.
Asithi abantu bathele iphelo ukuze basindise babe ku.
No.
Asisho njalo.
I say now that you are the flock of Christ. Bear much fruit.
So
that's what this text means. It tells us that those who are being saved, they now have an obligation to the Lord to work out the works of faith. You see, a fat man like me, my daughter always tells me that I've got a ball. My wife can tell me. She says I've got a ball. And I don't see it, but she says I've got a ball. So a fat man like me, if I start seeing a dietitian and I join a gym, I will be consuming foods on a daily basis and going to the gym. And the results must be evident. The results must be seen by others. Even though I'm not doing for others, even though I'm trying to help myself to get rid of the ball, but people must see. People must say, since he started to go to that gym, since he started to consume this different food, since he's on diet, something is happening. We can see. They must not assume. They must see. I know that round is a shape as well, but it's not an acceptable shape. Around knife, he shaped Bazalwane. I've got a point here, but it's not an acceptable shape. I've got a round shape, but it's not an acceptable shape. You see, now instead of being a heavyweight, heavyweight right now, but I'm called a middleweight.
You're
middleweight because the whole weight is in the middle. But that is not acceptable. That's what I'm trying to get you to. So I must be connected to a gym. I must be connected to a program. Then I will bear fruit
to
show that something is happening in my life. In the same way then, I'm expected to bear much spiritual fruit because now I'm connected to life, Jesus Christ. I must have a new shape. Now that you are being saved, now that you abide in Him, now you must become a supply of spiritual reality in this fallen world. Then now ubonakale ungiloyo ongapha impilo kwabanye kulo namhlanje.
Nawe songaveza impilo.
So you need to be a manifestation of holiness and purity.
Kumele ubonakalise ukuthi ukuba ngcwele kunjani nokuhamba ngokusabela.
Working out your salvation with trembling and fear.
Uveze ukusindiswa kwakho ngokusaba nangokuthuthuka.
So the life in Christ, brothers and sisters, is all about bearing fruit.
Sile kuChrist ukuthela
ithe. And bearing fruit is all about showing off. You must show off your internal condition outwardly.
Kumele ukhombise ke ngaphansi ukuthi kwenzakalani ngaphakathi.
You must display the effects of salvation.
Verse
5 says, much fruit. So it speaks of a gradual growth in a life of a Christian. You see, something before it gets to be much fruit, it starts by being a fruit. So we need a progress in our life. There must be a gradual increase in growth with Christ. And the word much also tells us that it's a long process. But it doesn't mean when this long process takes place, you live in the garbage of sin.
akusho ukuthi ke amaseyiqedile ke lesikhathi sozophila esonweni.
Ngamanye amagama ngizama ukuthi akusho ukuthi naso kuKristu, just ngoba this is a gradual thing that takes a long time, then it means we must not see a difference from first. No, it doesn't mean that. Your life must be different. But what I'm saying is, it doesn't stop. We're talking of a process of sanctification. It doesn't stop. It's a much fruit. It's something that takes long. It's a process.
Into esishoyo ukuthi kuthatha isikhathi, mara kusho ukuthi kumele uqala ukuphila esonweni ngoba nako kuthatha isikhathi.
Yeah, your attitude must change.
Kumele khona ukuthi ushintshe lo.
Your thoughts are now being kept under submission to the Lord.
Kumele ingqondo yakho iqale iguqule.
Your thoughts must be now carefully considered before they become actions.
Kumele uqale ucabange ngaphambi kokuthi uvele wenze izinto.
Because your body is given to the Lord, as Romans 12 will say.
Njengoba umzimba wakho unikeziwe njengoba encwadini yabaseRoma basho.
I appeal to you therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
Ngakho ngiyancema bazalwane ngobubelo bukaNkulunkulu ukuba ninikele imizimba yenu ibe ngumnikelo ophilileyo ongcwele othandekayo.
You must live a life of faith.
Philippians 4.
We must live in honor of our Lord before men and in private. We must not have to worry about who's watching us. Our life must be the same.
Amela ngikhathazeke ukuthi ubheke obani. Impilo yakho manje melifane.
You must now be able to tame your tongue.
Kumele ukwazi ukuphika ulimi lwakho.
You must guard it against slander. You must guard it against gossip.
Kumele uqaphele ulimi lakho ukuthi lingaqali lihlebe.
Wild parties.
Uhambeke emaphathini wezwe.
Idolatry. Sexual immorality, impurity, witchcraft, jealous, division and drunkenness. All these things must be things of the past.
Akumelanga kusaqhubeka uhambe ekuphineni nasekufebeni nasekudakweni. Izinto ezindlulile lezo.
Why? Because if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. So Jesus here is expecting his disciples to outshine the world. Not with blessings, but to outshine the world with fruitfulness. They must be attractive to sinners, not to become a hindrance to those who are not saved, not to become a snare to unbelievers.
Abazalwana kumelana nobaba udonga oluvimba bangakholwa ukuthi bakholwe.
I remember my good friend sharing a gospel with another person.
Ngakukhumbula umngane wami nje axoxe ivake nomnye umuntu.
And sharing this gospel, then the lady asked and said, "Is mom, I'm sure ngesibongo, also in your church?"
Asho ke ukuthi umama usimama usesontweni lakho na.
And the brother said yes.
What are you having there?
Says, "I will never be a Christian."
What are you having?
If that's what you call Christianity, I would rather not be a Christian. But why is this lady saying like this? It was because of the worldliness, the life of sin and hypocrisy that she was living, but professing to be a Christian. Becoming a hindrance to the unbeliever. People not knowing now what is the church and what is not the church. Because we sing the same songs, we read the same Bible. But there must be a difference. Our fruit must show that now we are in Christ Jesus. He says much fruits.
Amen.
So my friends, what I'm trying to say is that enough is enough. It's time whereby the church begins to live in the newness of life. It's time whereby the church begins to live in the light of the gospel, in honor of God, in the glory, for the glory of God. Because why? Christ, our Passover lamb, is sacrificed. Something has happened. And a dramatical change must take place. Now the flesh is crucified and its passion. The old order of life of sin has passed away. Friends, let me remind you again. Who is Jesus talking to here? He's talking to Christians. Those who are clean. Those who have seen their need of a Savior. Those who have seen the greatness of their sin, the deepness of their sin. But they've also seen how deep the Father's love for them, how vast beyond all measures, that He should give His only Son. So this is an expectation to each and every Christian. To yield in Christ. So that you may grow more and more in the Christian faith. So that you may grow from strength to strength. Friends, we are responsible for our sanctification. Although it is partially Christ's work, because He is the one that sanctifies. But we must take charge. We must work with the Lord that now we are Christians. That's where I'm driving it. Paul says we must walk by the Spirit. In other words, we must walk according to the guidance of the Lord. We must walk according to the guidance of the Spirit and of the Word of God. We must put sin to death and display the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control.
It's very imperative.
This fruit, my Bazalan, read your Bible carefully. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It's not fruit of the Spirit. That is very important to know. Because it means that it's not something that you go and pick and choose which one I like, which one I don't. It's a fruit. It must grow and show those different dimensions in your life. One little fruit. Fruit of the Spirit. Fruit that grows because you are now attached to Christ Jesus our Lord.
Tell us come on, let us cool.
Let's go back to John 15. Look at verse number 2. It says, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. These people is talking about. These are the Judases, the Demas in the church. People will just flood the church without being attached to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Judas Iscariot in our time. But they are in the church. People who will stick around without a true commitment. People who will stick around without a saving relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have preserved them in the church under the name carnal Christians. They come to church. They participate. They may become deacons and elders. But their hearts is far from God. They are not saved. They don't bear the fruit. And at the end of the day, they are cut off. But Christ doesn't want us to be dead. That's why when you continue verse 2, it says, every branch that does then bear fruit, He prunes. That it may bear much fruit. So He keep those in Him. So that these people that are now in Him, they may outshine those that are now cut off. Not that they must look better than them, but in terms of their life, they must live a life that is attractive to sinners. We must live a life that is attractive to others, that they may see that now we are in Christ. We must live like the citizens of heaven already. That's what Apostle Paul will say in the book of Philippians. Live as the citizens of heaven already. We don't wait. For my appeal to you, congregation, children of God, as of first importance, abide in the Lord because you are clean. May He be your daily portion. May his word strengthen you and anchor you in the days of trouble. Be committed to him. Be faithful. Abide in the Lord. Live lives of prayer. Trust and obedience. The word of the Lord must taste like honey in your mouth. So you need to abandon the world for which you formerly belong. Now you need to be trusting in the crucified Christ. There must be an ongoing of rejection of the world. And consequently, an ongoing development of spiritual growth. An ongoing of the fruit of the Spirit. So, friends, the expectation is very simple. The conducts must change. Conducts must be impressive to the Lord. Your daily life must be an expression of a freedom in Christ, a freedom from sin, but also a freedom to worship God in spirit and in truth. A most productive life, first, is a daily walk with Christ. Secondly, it's a fruitful life. That is what we do once we are saved. That is what separates us from the rest. A most productive life. That is what we begin to be or begin to live because of the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. A most productive life. A new life. A new heart. A new purpose in life. A purpose to glorify God. Is your life a testimony, my friends? Is your life a testimony of the transforming power of the Lord Jesus Christ? Is your life a testimony of the grace of God? Does your life speak to others of the goodness of the Lord? Does your life make the Lord be boastful about you? Will he say the same words he said about Job to Satan? Have you considered my servant Job? Have you considered my servant Chris? Have you considered my servant Newton? Have you considered my servant Sbu? Have you considered my servant Gideon? Mr. Shabalal, have you considered Mshem? He's asking the devil, have you considered Job? Can the Lord be confident about us in the same way? That there is none like him in the world. A blameless and an upright man who fears God and turns away from sin. Are you someone whose deeds is approved by God? Someone who will not act outside the authorization of God. Is your life a practical illustration of the goodness of God? Can you say yourself like the Apostle Paul, imitate me as I imitate Christ? Are you abiding in Christ? Are you bearing much fruit? You should. Because our Passover lamb is sacrificed. Now we are able now. Now we are able as Christians to look at sin. We look at Christ. And Christ is more attractive. Christ is more beautiful. It's more glorious than sin. Then we take the right choice. It is possible with us. For we are in Christ Jesus our Lord. Abide in him. Bear much fruit. If you are in him, examine yourself to see that you are in the faith. Examine yourself to see whether you are not a reprobate. Verse 4 and 5. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
Mina ngimumvini nina ningamagatha uhlala kimi nami kuye lowo uthela izithelo eziningi ngokuba ngaphandle kwami ningenze lutho.
Friends,
bazalwane,
I pray that we consider the cross.
Ngiyakhuleka sibheke isiphambano.
I pray that we may focus our minds and our hearts to the cross.
Inhliziyo yethu ingqondo yethu ibheke isiphambano.
May the good Lord bless you.
Inkosi yomzimuzi.
Abide in him.
Hlalani kuye.
Bear much fruit.
Nithele ithelo.
Let us be the children of God.
Asibe abantwana bankulunkulu.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray.
Baba kameni kaJesu waseNazaretha. Siyabonga Nkosi yami izwi lakho liphilile. Ihlola izinto zethu. Hlaba hlukanise moya nomphefumulo, malunga nomkantsha, lahlulela imicabango yethu. Nkosi yami uloyo naloyo ohleli la laleli izwi lakho, bheka indlela zakhe. Ukuba ngabe Nkosi yami sihamba ngendlela efanele na. Siyabonga ke mzali uphinde ukusikhuza. Sibonga ithuba lokuba sengaphenduka. Siphile ngendlela ufuna ngayo. Nkosi yami sikhulekela abantwana bakho. Baba bana nomusa. Siyakholwa ke mzali ukuba dwala lethu ubonakale uNkulunkulu. Bonakale uthembekile empilweni zabo. Nkosi yami abangakakwazi njengeNkosi nomsindisi. Siyakholwa moya ngcwele usubalahlile ngesono. Siyakhuleka ukuthi banikeze isibindi ukuba Nkosi yami bakhethe ukuhlala kuwe, bakhethe ukuba bahambe kuwe, bakhethe ukuba baphile kuwe. Baba siyakubonga ke namhlanje phina Nkosi yami busa isinceke yakho ukhulume ngayo la kule ndawo and phinda ke mzali umgcini umlondoloze nomtheni wakhe egameni likaJesu waseNazaretha siyathandaza. Amen.
Amen. Ngiyabonga.